Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, empowering wellness and oneness. I'm your host, Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, gifted intuitive, yoga instructor, and spiritual teacher. And today I'm going to be talking about three heavenly angels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And I want you to know that angels are always around us, helping us, and we should call our angels to us to help us every day in every way, because they truly can intercede for your life and give you many blessings. And I chose my favorite three angels for today, and we're going to sit for a minute if you can and call them into the room, because they are omnipresent, omnipotent. They can be everywhere all at once and bless all of us. So we're going to take a moment and we're going to invite Archangel Michael into the room now. Archangel Michael is spreading his wings and sending you love and protection. Now we're going to invite Archangel Gabriel into the room, opening our heart, opening our third eye, and Gabriel sends love and spreads his wings. Now Archangel Raphael enters the room. You feel love and healing physically, emotionally, and spiritually now. And Raphael stands and spreads his wings. Feel the energy in the room that you're sitting in rise. Feel the peace. Feel the serenity surround you now. And I hope everyone listening can feel the presence and the unconditional love that's available to you through Jesus and his angels, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Archangel Michael stands over you always. Call him to you daily to feel safe and secure. And Archangel Gabriel is my favorite. Gabriel helps me write my books, opens my heart to my intuition when I give readings, and plunks knowing thoughts of infused knowledge into me. Archangel Gabriel, send messages to everyone who's listening for their highest good today. I want you to feel Gabriel communicating with you throughout the day. You listening, know you are divinely guided. And I want you to ask Gabriel to come daily to help you in your life for your highest good. The angels are available to all of us, always. Just like praying to Jesus is always available to you daily. The angels can help bless you and guide you, and they can raise your vibration so that things become clearer in your life. I want to call Archangel Raphael to come into the room. Feel your heart healing and expanding and expanding and opening. Know that you listening are unconditionally loved. Feel it wash over you now. And if there's aches and pains in your body, we all have our aches and pains, or if we have emotional or spiritual pain, ask to be healed through Archangel Raphael now. And then ask yourself, what angel do you personally feel a special connection to? And if you've never thought about it, just think about it this week. What angel do you feel connected to? What angel has shown up in your life? And like I said, my special angel is Gabriel. I've channeled my books using infused knowledge through Gabriel's guidance. Sometimes it's things that I didn't even know that suddenly I had that infused knowledge and that knowingness that's in your heart and your third eye, that information that just gets plunked in. So, like I said, ask your angels and archangels to help you. You have a whole team waiting to help and guide you. Michael asks for protection, to give you strength and divine justice if you're going through something in the court system, or just to be fair in life. Ask Gabriel to give you messages and little inklings and guidance. What is it that's your soul's path? Ask for guidance. And Gabriel announced the birth of Jesus to the Virgin Mary in the Annunciation. And Gabriel is also in the Bible foretelling the birth of John the Baptist. And all three angels are the three angels from the Bible. Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael all appear in the Bible. And Raphael is associated with healing in Christianity, in the Book of Tobit in the Bible, and healing blindness, and also the patron saint of travelers. So, calling Raphael when you're on the road to protect you, asking Archangel Michael to surround you and protect you in every way. So, really being self-aware to feel the angel's presence near you, asking for angel blessings, asking for angelic intervention to protect you, to save you when you're driving from accidents, to protect your house when you go to bed. I always ask Archangel Michael to surround the house, the four corners, and put his shield out and to protect us. And angels are mysterious and mystical beings of beaming lights of love. I want you to reflect. Can you, listening, think of a time that you felt the presence of an angel, that you feel you were spared some tragedy, or just a simple blessing, or a feeling of peace that came over you? I've had so many encounters with these beautiful angels. When I was driving on the highway, Gabriel told me to brake, and I logically didn't want to, but I listened to my intuition, and a piece of a bridge came crashing down onto the highway and it hit my bumper. But if I would have been going faster, it could have gone through the windshield. So that was angelic intervention for sure. And like I said, in my writings, Gabriel comes through regularly for me and actually helps me write the words on the pages. And Raphael is present when I do Reiki healings for people. And you can feel heavenly love course through the energy as a conduit that comes out my hands. And Archangel Michael, like I said, has protected me and guarded me in dangerous situations in my past. I was literally spared death following the guidance and protection of Archangel Michael. And when my father-in-law was getting ready to pass and he was near death, I felt bad because I couldn't stay and he was in Alabama. And an angel came into the room and reassured me that he would guide my father-in-law to heaven when the time came. So angels are beautiful light beings that help guide us spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And when I teach yoga, I telepathically call all the angels in to fill the room, and I ask them to spread their wings and to send everyone peace and love. And I feel it in my heart, so full of love. And I can feel it right now in the angels' presence of Michael, of Gabriel, of Raphael. And when I was getting my Reiki attunement, it was quiet and I heard a beautiful harp being played. And the room was actually silent. except for my heavenly ears hearing that harp. And what a beautiful memory that is. And there's so many ways to know that an angel is near. Like I said, that sudden feeling of peace. Or sitting in a dark room and seeing a white orb flash through the room or go right through you. Or seeing a flash of light out of the corner of your eye. Or feeling a touch on the shoulder. Or even the room temperature changing. Or hearing a little whisper in your ear, or hearing your name being softly spoken, or having a sense of huge intuition, of a knowingness of information that just comes to you. And of course, my favorite, finding feathers in unexpected places. And angels are from the highest white light. And they can help guide you on your soul's path. And like I said, the Bible recognizes Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel in several different areas of the Bible. And I didn't even realize this when I chose three angels, Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, to talk about today. I just had that knowing thought to select them, to call them in, and hopefully to give you hope. Everyone listening, to open your heart to hope and raising your vibration and to knowing that there is hope and healing every day you wake up. And just being open and allowing for your vibration to raise and to know that you can heal your wounds physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And Gabriel is the beautiful messenger. So if you have a question on your life, you can meditate with Gabriel to give you a knowing message for what's your highest good. And I always ask the angels when I give readings, what is the message for the person's highest good? And they can bless us in so many ways, giving us guidance, sending us healing, feeling encouraged on a day where you're feeling low, or if you're feeling depleted, increasing your energy level and your strength, getting those infused messages of knowing synchronicity is there for you in your life, and getting those inklings to guide you, assisting you in the perfect prayer to say, and helping you align your soul with your soul's purpose. So angels can do all of these things for you. And I wrote an affirmation for today's podcast. Calling in all angels. Fill the room with love. Send this love to every person listening. Guide me, protect me, heal me, and send love to me now. I am so grateful for your angelic interventions. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you can, if you're home and you can sit in a chair and relax, or if you're driving, you can come back to this. We always start with three deep breaths, pausing at the top and exhaling and pausing at the bottom. We're going to take our first deep breath now. Feel relaxed. Let all your stress go at the bottom of your feet. Lengthen your spine and shut your eyes. First, we're going to call Raphael into the room. And we're going to go through our entire body, sending peace through Raphael into our body. Sending peace and healing and relaxation into our feet. Raphael, come and relax our ankles, our calves, our knees, release all tension, our thighs. Raphael, come and release our hips, send loving light to our stomachs. Raphael, expand our heart, expand out, 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 out. Ah, feel the love, feel the healing. Emotionally, physically, and spiritually, Raphael, heal us now. Loosening our shoulders, relaxing our neck, our arms, our wrists. Feeling the love shoot out of our fingertips. Filling our head with relaxation. Allowing all stress and anxiety to leave now at the top of our heads. Raphael, surrounding our auric field. Expanding, expanding, expanding out. Removing any stuck energy in our aura now. Raphael is clearing and sweeping our auric field, expanding the white light from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, healing us physically, emotionally, and spiritually now. Just sit in this white light of healing, knowing your auric field is clear. Your chakras are clear. You are in alignment with your soul. Thank you, Raphael. Now calling all three angels into the room. Archangel Michael, come into the room. Archangel Gabriel. And Raphael, you're here. They're spreading their wings around each person listening. Beaming protection, opening the knowingness in your intuitive heart, opening your third eye and filling it with white light now. Feel the angelic love fill the whole room, expanding from the ceiling to the floor, surrounding you, raising the energy now. Feel peace. Sit in the quietude and feel the angelic bliss invade you. And we're just going to pause and feel the angelic love surround us now. Peace, unconditional love, and guidance are yours now. Every person listening, your heart is full of unconditional love, and a sense of peace surrounds you. Know you're worthy. Know you're whole. I want you to feel your soul connection and soar in the infinite knowledge that you are part of everything and everything is part of you. These angel of three heavenly loves, please send a feather to every person listening in the next week in unexpected ways. Send angelic signs to everyone listening. Feel your angels hug you now. Feel the bliss of heaven fill your spirit. When you're ready, open your eyes and wiggle your toes. And I hope you really felt that. And if you didn't get into it deep today, you can always come back to this meditation and just feel the heavenly three, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, and allow them to surround you and to give you heaven's love. And here's a quote for today. I always like to select a quote. The greatest achievement was at first and for a time a dream. The oak sleeps in the acorn. The bird waits in the egg. And in the highest vision of the soul, a waking angel stirs. Dreams are the seedlings of realities. And that's from James Allen. What a beautiful quote about an angel that stirs your soul. And they can help you with your highest good. So remember to call all your angels in and acknowledge their presence and allow the many blessings to come into your heart and soul. They can bestow blessings on us daily. Just allow it and thank them and have gratitude. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's card is Heal Your Soul. What pain do you feel in your heart? Get Reiki healing. Talk to someone about your heart wounds. What patterns keep coming up in your life? Change. Give yourself love. And allow yourself to release the pain into the universe, knowing you are unconditionally loved and you can be healed through Jesus of all your wounds. Ah, you feel free to create new patterns in your life. Heal your soul now. And I want to thank each and every person listening. I do this podcast to give hope. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a friend trying to give hope and encouragement to you every time you listen. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, hit the follow button and please share this episode with your friends. And if you really enjoyed it, leave me a kind word so I can give hope to more people and reach more people. I appreciate you. The Healing Soul Podcast. Know God loves you, and so do I. Empowering wellness and oneness. Thank you.